This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Viva Wegemans, who has spent years researching every scientific paper on cortisol and other hormones and has interviewed the world's leading scientists and PhDs who have studied cortisol across many medical disciplines, including endocrinology, gynecology, psychology, gastroenterology, as well as physiology. He has a comprehensive understanding of the role cortisol plays and is an engaging speaker and can converse in ways that non-scientists can't understand. He is co-author of Cortisol, the Master Hormone. And Mr. Wegemans, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us. So tell us, for starters, what actually made you or motivated you to want to write this book, Cortisol, the Master Hormone?
Yeah, we were on a quest. A family member of mine is on medication, and I spoke to a psychiatrist and asked a simple question: how do you quantify stress? And the answer was, well, we ask the patient how they feel, and that didn't sit well with me. I said there has to be some kind of quantifier. So I called a friend of mine who's an internist, and he said, well, cortisol is the gold standard. You know it as the stress hormone, but that's only 3% of what it does. It's really when it's out of balance, which is in the majority of us the case, then it wreaks havoc in every single biological process in our body. Yeah, I went on a journey to technologically solve it so that you can test it at home, because that's the biggest challenge right now. But that's not what this call is about. It's not about the technology of how to test cortisol. It's really about why people should care about cortisol and what is going on. But that's the origin story.
That right there is an attention getter, and I'm sure listeners want to hear more, and so do I. So for those that aren't so familiar, tell us, what is cortisol?
Yeah, it's fundamentally a hormone. And what the hormone does is it sends signals from one organ in our body to the next. And in this case, what cortisol does is it's the kind of a window into our brain. It's called the HPA axis. So it goes from the H, which stands for hypothalamus, to the P, the pituitary, to A, which is the adrenal. The adrenal is a little organ that sits on top of our kidneys. And from there, it sends it all over the body. So it could affect and inhibit our sex organs. Could be where our testosterone is dropped. It could be in our estrogen and progesterone are dropping. Could be thyroid dropping. It could be the metabolism dropping or stopping. So it has effects all the way from insomnia to menopausal symptoms, to infertility, to athletic performance. So we saw a couple of athletes last year in the Olympics that were clearly underperforming because of the extreme stress they were under. That is cortisol based. That's a cortisol story, basically.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate your efforts in these regards, and I'm sure we're going to learn just a little bit here today with this time that we have to spend with you. Now, what do people need to know about cortisol, and what are the biggest misconceptions that are out there?
Most people think, cortisol is a stress hormone, and it's not helpful to have long-term stress. I think what is underestimated is the effect that it has on our body. So it turns out that we probably all know cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death. If you ask people, okay, so what causes it? They usually say, well, it might be diabetes or obesity or smoking or less lack of exercise. And it's actually none of that. The number one cause of early death due to cardiovascular disease is cortisol. It's very well documented scientifically. You mentioned at the beginning of our call that this I have read a lot of papers, which is true, but I haven't even read like 0.1% of the cortisol scientific papers out there. If you do a search on any disease and cortisol on Google Scholar, you'll find over a million scientific peer-reviewed papers there. So there's quite a bit, and it goes, I would say something else people don't know is because it overrules when you have elevated cortisol levels, which the majority of us have, it really affects every biological process. So you have brain cells dying. You have 20% increase in the morning would cause women not be able to get pregnant. Stuff like that is that's what we did in our book. We didn't do any clinical study. We just connected the dots between the disciplines. So that's I would say what most people don't know. And even when we spoke to some of the experts, like losing weight, it's kind of the missing link in losing weight. And we all know, or at least most of us know about weight loss. We focus on nutrition and exercise, and it's not so much anymore. Now we know it's not so much anymore about less food intake and calories in, calories out, and exercise. We know now it's much more about hormones and neurotransmitter imbalances. And still matters, how much you ate and especially what you eat. But even if you do eat very healthily and you are overweight and you might have some insulin sensitivity or not, what most people do not know is cortisol might actually put you in this vicious cycle that it's physiologically impossible to lose weight.
Well, the information shared so far is quite interesting, and really appreciate your time spent with us here today so far. We're speaking with Viba Wegemans. He is the co-author of Cortisol, the Master Hormone, and he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what do you hope readers will take away from the book, and what are the three most important takeaways? I'm sure that would be some great information.
If you want to live long, you better balance your cortisol. I give you two examples. One is there was a Nobel Prize awarded in 2009 for they discovered the enzyme that of the edge of our DNA strings, which are called telomeres. And it turns out the number one cause of the shortening, which is our cells not being able to multiply anymore. Number one cause is cortisol. The other example I just gave you, which was about the cardiovascular risk, that cortisol is a bigger risk than obesity or diabetes or smoking. So that's longevity. The other top two I would mention are probably weight. So the fat you store around your what they call adipose visceral tissue, so the fat around your organs, become a cortisol producing gland when you have too much fat stored there, and that is absolutely devastating. So this is why we can't lose weight, but it's worse than that. It is affecting our gut health. It's affecting our blood pressure. Eventually, the cholesterol and so forth. Plus it worsens the insulin resistance, which millions of people are suffering from. The reason is cortisol pushes glucose into the bloodstream, and insulin is trying to push it out. So you can imagine this kind of yin and yang.
And once again, very interesting and very valuable information here. So tell us, Mr. Wegemans, how does one accurately measure cortisol?
Yeah, so it's not so much about the accurate measurements. Today, there are labs that are doing a really good job at accurately measuring it. The problem really is that you need to measure it five times on day one. So if you go to a doctor's office, you get it measured in your blood at 2 p.m. That's like me measuring your heartbeat for 1 second and then telling you you have a cardiovascular disease. It's pretty useless. So what needs to happen is five measurements on day one. You only need to do that one day. But the first measurement of the day needs to be at wake-up time. So you can imagine, unless you lie in a hospital bed, it's really hard to sit in traffic, increase your cortisol, and then get your measurement already at the wrong time. So we really had to find a solution to get you to do the first measurement at home and without sending it to a lab. So that's what we were working on. But that's the crux, that you have those five measurements create a baseline, and that you have the first one at wake up and the second one 30 minutes later. That's called the cortisol awakening response, and we can draw a lot of conclusions from those two measurements already.
Yeah, thank you for those details. That is certainly most helpful. Lastly, when will your test and or products be available?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we have a big breakthrough that you can measure this instead of with a lab scanner in a lab or in a hospital. We can do it with your iPhone or Android probably by the end of next year. And but that's a big breakthrough. And eventually, it's not just for cortisol; it's for getting quantitative readings of vitamin D in the future. Potentially, you know, HbA1c at home, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, DHEA, thyroid, and so forth.
That is certainly some good news and something to look forward to. We really appreciate all your efforts and for joining us here today. Where can listeners get more information on you as well as the book Cortisol, the Master Hormone online?
Yeah, I would go to Amazon for the ebook or the paperback. And if they'd like to put themselves on the wait list for our product, we're launching in the U.S. First and then other countries. That is at paradigm.com, paradigm.com.
And of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Wegemans, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Viba Wegemans, the co-author of Cortisol, the Master Hormone. And for further details on the book, visit masterhormone.com. And for tests and products availability, visit paradigm.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.